60s came, the 60s went. Our dreams of peace and love were spent. The right attacked, the left had died. The good Samaritan crucified. Jesus said to love your neighbor, but the rich got richer. Wouldn't do you no favor. Now, baby, ain't living right. Well, I'll be one of that blinding flashing lights.
This project was actually born the day that a friend of mine told me that he couldn't find anybody's music online, because, you know, he switched to streaming. He had the CDs, you know, packed away in a closet somewhere. He went online to try to find one of Bundy's records, and he couldn't. And I thought, that's not good, because everybody seems to get music through streaming these days for the most part. And so if he's not there, he's going to be forgotten about when people like us that bought our CDs out of the trunk of Buddy's car, you know, when we're gone, you know, the music wouldn't be around.
How much a lawyer costs and the rich walk free? Ask OJ if they don't believe. You can get away with murder if you're a billionaire. When you got a lot of money, honey, nobody cares. Now, baby, ain't living right. Well, I'll be one of that blinding flashing light.
I played with him one time at, it was called Valentine's Coffee House. People remember. And I was relatively new in town and the room was full. It was my first clue of the strength of Buddy's art when the room was full and the audience was calling out songs for a long time, his songs, asking for songs of his, and everybody in the room knew all the words. And he had an amazing, rich, gravelly voice, and he was a character, and he was always around at Folk Fest. He was sort of a pillar of the, you know, Folk Fest community.
Always sort of an anchor for a like a song circle, which I had never, from Detroit, we didn't have song circles. But you'd show me, you'd have dinner, all of a sudden there'd be 7, 8, 12 people in a circle and doing a song and passing along, and this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. But he was always sort of an anchor of that, and he would, you know, Buddy would play music anywhere, anytime, with anyone, just about.
When Patrick was a little boy in the ranch lands of San Angelo, sneak up in his room when his parents were asleep and listen to the radio. 50,000
I mean, he was a mentor to, I gave an untold number of musicians, and particularly songwriters. And really, he, one of the reasons he liked these song circles is because he wanted to hear what other originals, what were other people writing, and how did it reflect on what he was writing, and, you know, that exchange of music.
Yeah, Patrick comes from Texas. He plays the blues on a Spanish guitar.
You know, the goal of the project is really just for people to be able to listen to his music. People that already love it, or, you know, people that haven't heard it yet. And so when the record goes, if a lot of people go online and listen to it again or for the first time, then it will be a success.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la in the middle of the night. Sha-la-la-la-la-la in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night.
You know, we set up a little Instagram account, Buddy Tabor Project, just perpetuating it. And I think this is the goal of any artist, writer, singer, songwriter, is that their work doesn't die, that their work lives beyond them. And I think particularly in a community like this that is pretty tight, we can make that happen. And I think with the work that Buddy did is definitely worth preserving and worth perpetuating.
La 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 in the middle of the night. Sha la 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 in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night. When the lights are low. In the middle of the night. And there's nowhere.